It's good to see all your faces. Volume needs to go up. Is that better? Okay. And I can just let it sit on the table.
It's a whole new one.
I see that. You're going high tech. I'm so impressed.
Yes.
So, hello everyone. I'm very, very pleased to be here. It's always lovely to be in Franklin. And I thought a lot about what to do today because it's Earth Day. And of course, there are a lot of events going on. And a lot of information will be shared that is just a given. You know, people will be talking about picking up trash and recycling and some obvious things. And I know that everyone in this room is well aware of all of that. And so I want to take a little bit of a different approach. And what I'd like to do is throw out some thoughts and raise some questions in your consciousness. And then I'd like us to take a journey. And instead of my talking about Mother Earth, I'd like all you to have an opportunity to receive a message from Mother Earth and let her tell you how she feels about things that are going on. And so, and then I will close with also a beautiful prayer to honor Mother Earth. And I think, as is said in the title, Earth Day was created to remember Mother Earth and to celebrate her. But like any other holiday, if we only do that one day on the calendar, how valuable is that really? I think the real goal is to honor Mother Earth every day and to remember what she provides to us and how we need to work together. And I think there are, a lot of events that take place around the world. Sometimes Mother Earth is kind of pulling the rug out from under us and letting us know that she needs some help. And other times it is mindless abuse to Mother Earth, not thinking about the long-term side effects of all of that. But either way, I think the way to most honor and celebrate Mother Earth is to remember the relationship that we have the opportunity to grow with not only Mother Earth as a being, but everything that is a part of Mother Earth. I believe that everything on this planet is equal but different, from the smallest bug to the biggest bird to the human to whatever. We are equal but different. Everything that's here was created by the divine, and I don't necessarily want to invite every being on this planet into my den any more than they will invite me into theirs. But I do believe that we are meant to have a harmonious relationship with everything that's on the planet. And achieving that, I think, can come from remembering certain things that the busyness of every day tend to cause us to forget. So I'm going to review a couple of those things. There is a wonderful book called Earthing. It's not a new book, but it's been out for quite a while. But the whole book is about how Mother Earth can heal physical and emotional imbalance. And there has been scientific proof that if you are grounded and if you are in balance with Mother Earth, a lot of the ailments that we have, we won't have, because they come from separation. They come from worry and stress and emotions that come from forgetting who we are, forgetting what part we play for Mother Earth, and forgetting that we can do something about it. And the best way to do something about it is to keep the focus on ourselves and to become the best family member to Mother Earth that we can be. And to remember that when we are in our light and we are in our love and we are in our connection with the divine, that that is what we are expressing And that is what we are doing to lift our own consciousness as well as the consciousness of everything on the planet. It's very easy when we see things happening that we may observe as not okay to go into the energy of why it's not okay and what should be done to fix it and who should be in charge of fixing it. And we start tumbling into that fire and expand the very energy that we are trying not to be a part of. So if we can remember as we observe things and experience things that no matter what it looks like, we can pause and we can change the energy for ourselves and express something different to the planet. Something I learned very recently was, and tidbits always come out that I don't have planned. Spirit's going a mile a minute right now, so I'll share what I'm guided to share. But one thing that I learned very recently is that if there is any kind of conflict, and it doesn't matter whether you're, I don't watch the news anymore, but if you are becoming aware of something that's happening politically, or, you observe a behavior that in your opinion is not acceptable, or whatever the case may be, it's something that you object to. If we just pause for 1 minute, it could even be somebody in your face, somebody that is talking to you and is misunderstanding what you're saying or just doesn't agree with you or whatever. If we pause for just a second and in our own mind think, what would the divine do? What would God do? What would Buddha do? Whoever your spiritual deity is that you honor, what would that energy do in this circumstance? And I have put it into action quite a bit lately, and I can absolutely assure you that it diffuses any negative energy that you might be having in that moment. And it really doesn't matter what it's about. It can be about something horrendous is happening in Washington, or it can be something local, or it can be just a misunderstanding with a friend or a family member. But when you remember that we are all an expression of God, the divine, the creator, and we are living in the image that we have been created to be a part of that, suddenly the thing that's happening in the moment, in the grand scheme of things, just doesn't seem as big. It doesn't seem as important. It doesn't seem to require losing my center and my energy and firing the flame of discontent. Instead, it brings this tremendous sense of peace and acceptance and forgiveness and understanding that, everybody doesn't necessarily have to agree with me. They're fools if they don't, but what can I say? And that is sometimes hard because we see things happening in the world that are a big deal. Like Bill suggested about the EPA and different organizations, and there are things that happen that affect all of us that we think are very important. But the thing to remember is that we all have what in 12-step they call the higher power. We all have our own higher power, which is our higher essence, that is our direct connection to spirit. But so does everything else. So although we may be seeing things and saying, holy cow, what's going on? If we're just patient and we send light and love with no expectation of the outcome, we'll find out down the road why this is unfolding and why it may have happened to unfold that way. And I think it's timely to talk about Mother Earth today because we are in such a time of change as a planet, as human beings, as species on the Earth. We are in such a time of change, and the whole planet is under a transformation to raise consciousness, to raise attitudes, to to bring us into a new space. And what sometimes happens is when there is an end of one cycle to open up to a new cycle, it's not always sweet and pretty. It's not. It just isn't always that way. But if we can keep our eye on the prize, we can move through it in a very different way. And I'm glad that Bill brought up May Day, because I'm going to incorporate that in today. We are so close to May Day, also known as Beltane, and that is a time of fertilization. And it can be fertilizing your garden and recognizing what Mother Earth brings to us in that regard, but it can be fertilizing anything. It's a great time for new ideas, for new projects, for new companies to open, for new relationships to begin, for us to allow an energetic death within ourselves to rebirth our consciousness on a higher level. And so that's some of what I want to talk about. And so how are some of the ways that we can honor and understand Mother Earth? And I think the first thing is to recognize that Mother Earth is a living energy with a heartbeat and an intelligence and an awareness and wisdom, and can be communicated with. You can communicate with Mother Earth as a whole. You can communicate with all aspects of Mother Earth. So I want to bring awareness to some of the ways that we can be more conscious of that and bring it into our everyday living. And one is literally to take time, and especially when we're getting into the nicer weather, to take time to stand barefoot on Mother Earth, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour, to just stand there with no other goal, no other intention, other than to be in gratitude for Mother Earth and really feel her energy coming up through the bottom of your feet. Feel, if you're standing on a dirt path, feel the dirt between your toes. Feel whether is it cool or is it warm. And really recognize that we are walking on a living being who has invited us to do so. But let's be conscious of how we are doing it. The other thing is to sleep next to Mother Earth. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to go camping, or some people love doing that, but it doesn't require that. Before I came down here from Connecticut, I went through a period of time for about 6 months where I took the bed out of my bedroom and I put a light blanket on the floor, and I slept on the floor intentionally for about 6 months. And I did it because I wanted to be closer to Mother Earth. Now, I would have liked to not have the floor and all of that. I didn't have a basement, so I was very close to Mother Earth. But, you know, honestly, I'm not big on having bugs crawl all over me and stuff. I don't mind that they're here. I understand they have a right to be here, but, you know, don't want them on me. So, but I did a prayer to Mother Earth, and I told her that I was doing this to be closer to her, to understand my relationship on a deeper level. And I can honestly say, for that period of time, I was not at all uncomfortable. I was not. And it was a hardwood floor. It was, you know, nothing overly cushy. But because I was so intentionally and consciously merging with Mother Earth, I was comfortable. And I felt wonderful about it. I felt like as I was sleeping, I was being embraced by Mother Earth, and I was being protected, and I was being honored for caring enough to do that. And it was a wonderful experience. And then one day I got up, and I just knew that I didn't have to do that anymore. And I put my bed back up, and that was that. So, you know, we go through cycles of our learning about ourselves and learning about all the things that are around us. The other thing that is very helpful is to lean against a tree, to be aware of what's out there. You know, it's quite common and enjoyable. I mean, I'm looking at these flowers, and they're absolutely beautiful. And when we go out in nature and take a nature walk, we observe things, and they're either pleasing to us or not. But we think it's in the mind. It's still up here. It's still, I think that's a beautiful flower. I think the sun feels good today. But when we bring that into our heart and into our soul, we then realize that we are walking with friends. We are walking with fellow earth members. And we look at it differently. I mean, there's nothing I enjoy more than watching a bee feed off of a flower or watch a squirrel run up a tree or, you know, to really recognize all of nature. And I know, and it has been written about quite a bit, that trees, you know, trees in the Native American way are called the standing people because they are rooted in Mother Earth, but their arms, so to speak, reach for the sky, and they stay pretty much in the same place all of their lives, year after year after year, some of them for hundreds of years, watching the seasons go by. They have a tremendous amount of energy and a tremendous amount of wisdom. And anybody who goes to a chiropractor or has problems needing alignments all the time, if you go out and kind of look around, there will be a particular tree that will call to you. And if you just straighten your back and lean against that tree and just welcome what the tree is willing to offer you, it is quite amazing. And that's what the book Earthing is all about. It's teaching you how to work with nature and allow nature to work with you. You know, all of our medicines originally come from Mother Earth. And indigenous people are still picking herbs at a particular time. They are using berries. They are using different things. And, you know, that is Mother Earth helping us know how to be well if we know how to use them. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies have taken those and turned them into synthetic compounds, which are not at all the same, but you know the point that I'm making. The other thing is, you know, how many people, and I would imagine every hand would go up, when you're outside on a beautiful day and you think, oh my gosh, it just feels so good to be here. It just feels so good. You don't think about why it feels so good. But it feels good because, shoes or not, you've got your feet on the earth. You're feeling the energy of the sun, of Father Sky. You are in nature. And so it feels good because you are connecting even subconsciously with the fact that we are all family. And I love a rainy day. I know people are like, oh, rain. But I happen to love the rain because I don't think I would enjoy it if that's all there was. But I love a good hard rain because it is cleansing and it is nurturing the earth and bringing moisture to the plants and doing all kinds of wonderful things, giving, you know, providing more water for the birds to drink and the animals to drink. I mean, we've become, as a whole, pretty spoiled on Mother Earth. And when things aren't as convenient or as easy as we would like them to be, it's kind of a natural reaction to resist that. But I find the more I embrace it, the less moments I have of, ooh, it's raining. Ooh, I wanted to, you know, ooh, it's cold. I wanted to go somewhere and it's too cold. It doesn't mean you can't change your plans or change, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to want to be in that environment all the time. But it's a matter of understanding that everything that's happening is happening for a reason and it's part of what takes place on this planet. And The weather, you know, if any of you are familiar with Michael Singer, he wrote the book The Untethered Soul, and he also wrote a newer one called The Surrender Experience, and he's got a lot of YouTube videos and things like that. And he talks about raising our consciousness by being aware of who we are and by staying within our divinity and recognizing that anything that happens outside of ourselves is really none of our business. You know, to want to control the weather is just our own desire to have what we want when we want it for whatever purpose we want it. But the weather doesn't really care. The weather's just the weather. And you know, now we could go off on a tangent about that, about whether it's being controlled or not, but that's for another day. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it's going to rain, and the sun is going to come out, and some days it's going to be hot, and some days it's going to be humid, and some days it's going to be cold, and some days it's going to snow. If we embrace and accept the reality of that and just work with it and you know, adjust whatever we have to do to what's happening with Mother Earth, believe me, it's a much more peaceful way to live. And I think we are, you know, Mother Earth is serving us, but many times we forget to serve her. And when I was researching to do this today, I found, it's meant to be a cartoon, but there was a young man who was down by the pipe on the back of a car, the exhaust pipe, and all this smoke was coming out, and he was breathing it in and had this horrendous look on his face. And it was like, you know, we want Mother Earth to always be providing for us, but what are we doing to provide for Mother Earth? What are we doing to nurture her needs so that she can be there for us? It's meant to be a two-way street. So one of the things that I'm very aware of is when people are cutting their grass, and especially when it's my landlord, because it's on the land that I'm living on. But I've been like this for a long time. It hurts me. It hurts me. I don't like the sound of a lawnmower or that kind of noise. But also, where I lived in Connecticut, my front lawn was covered in lupines. And they would grow to be about this tall, and my whole front yard would be purple and beautiful. And I tried one summer not cutting the grass at all, and my landlord really got on me about it and sent somebody over to cut it and just stripped the whole front lawn down. And I cried. I cried because here are these beautiful flowers that are being gifted that I didn't have to do a thing to enjoy. And they were just being chopped down with this piece of machinery like they didn't matter. So one of the things that I do is when I see that my grass is being cut, I will immediately stop what I'm doing and connect with nature and say, okay, pull your energy in. I can't stop this from happening, but pull your energy in so that you are not hurt by it. And when it's finished, let your energy go. And that's a silly little thing to do. But to me, it's very important. I mean, if I was having my hair cut, which I haven't done in about 20 years, but if I was having my hair cut, I wouldn't want somebody grabbing my hair and cutting it and having no regard for whether they were hurting me or anything like that. I mean, I recognize that to live in harmony with nature, sometimes some of these things are necessary, or we could be bringing harm to ourselves in other ways. So I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that you want to cut your grass. I'm just saying be aware that it is Mother Earth's hair, and that it would continue to grow if it wasn't cut. And so let's be conscious of what we're doing and why we're doing it. The other thing that I want to mention is the crystals that are in this earth. Oh, my goodness, we are so blessed to be in these mountains in a particular location in the world where crystals are just everywhere, in the earth, on top of the earth, just everywhere. And based on the changes that are happening planetarily and as a dimension, many of the crystals that have been in the earth for thousands of years around the world are now being awakened. The divine is awakening them so that they can really complete their mission, complete their job. And they have wonderful energy, and they have healing energy, and they have messages, and they are wise. And, you know, some of the restlessness that so many of us are feeling and some of the things that are going around, a lot of anger is coming up. People's baggage is really surfacing. And some people don't know what's happening, and they don't know how to handle it, and they get angry, or they, you know, I have a very good friend who's working today, or she would be here with me. And she said, "Oh my God, in one day, I'm feeling so angry, I want to put my fist through the wall. I'm feeling so much love, I don't know what to do with it all. I'm feeling tremendous sadness." Well, it's because all these energy shifts are taking place, and the planet is being healed, and everyone on the planet is being healed. And so all the old baggage is coming up and drifting around and looking for something to attach itself to. And so we have to be really aware. You know, sometimes when we're having very strong emotions, they're not ours. They're not our feelings, but we are empathic to them. We are caring people who want to live in our heart. And so we feel things that everyone might not feel. But if we recognize that Mother Earth is there to help us, and some of it is Mother Earth saying, "Please help me," and others are Mother Earth saying, "I'm here for you. Put your feet on me. Hold my tree. Look at my flowers. Be in the beauty of Mother Earth. And don't give all that other stuff attention. Walk away from that for the day and do something that makes you feel wonderful." I think another thing to think about is when we have become what has been defined as a sophisticated society. We are the humans. We are the ones that have sophistication and class and all of that. And of course, money is something that has become an exchange. It's what we do. It's how we get what we need and how we make sure that other people get what they need. And it's an exchange. But when we're spending money, are we thinking it all the way through? And by that I mean, and this does absolutely relate to Mother Earth, because first of all, money is mostly paper. Where does paper come from? How many trees are being taken to make paper and to make money? And so when we are spending our money, are we thinking about the cycle? Are we thinking about, okay, I'm buying this item. Well, is it a fair trade item? Is it an organic item? Who is involved in making this item available to me? Are they being treated nicely? Are they honoring the earth if it is something taken from the earth? We're not taught to think about that. We just go to Lowe's and buy whatever we need, or go to Ingles and buy whatever we need. But how many of us, myself included a good portion of the time, really think it through? If I buy this meat, which I buy for my dogs, if I buy this meat and it's wrapped in cellophane, and you know, what happens when I take it out of that package? And that may seem extreme, but if you think of how many people are on this planet, and if no one thinks in those terms, then, you know, Mother Earth can only handle so much. And she continues to be revitalized, and spirit certainly takes care of her, but as Al Gore made very clear in his DVD many years ago, An Inconvenient Truth, you know, you can only pound somebody so many times before they can't get up again. And none of us want to see that happen. None of us expect that to happen. But are we playing our part in ensuring that it's not going to happen. So I think we have a lot of responsibility. And the other thing to know is all land, everything has a spirit, everything, rocks, dirt, flowers, trees, grass, even our homes have a spirit. And are we conscious of having a relationship with all of that? You know, we have all been in places where we feel comfortable. You know, we walk into a place like this center and say, oh, I feel so good in here. That's because the collective consciousness of love is here, and that feels good. But then you can walk into another location and you can say, oh, I can't explain it, but I just feel so squirrely. I feel like I can't wait to get out of this room. I don't understand. Well, because energetically there is something happening there that is not for the good of the whole. And, you know, when there is new building going on, one of the things that I want to do so badly, and I just don't know how to make it happen. I honestly don't know how to make it happen because the people that need to be hearing it aren't necessarily as awakened as maybe they need to be in order to hear what I'm going to say. But I would love for people, when they are building a house or builders who are creating a development, to have someone like myself or another person who does what I do in to speak to the land and explain to the land what's happening and find out from the land, is it okay with you if we build 20 houses on this property? Is there anything under the earth that we need to know about? There is a particular quote-unquote spiritual community in Maggie Valley, and they have the most incredible problems up there. And there is one particular, it's a community of different homes, and they have one house that no one can live in for a long time. Either they get sick and have to leave, or they get divorced and have to leave, or there is something that happens that people cannot stay there. And I got called in kind of indirectly. And what I got immediately is that this house was built on a Native American burial ground. And there was tremendous sorrow in that land because, A, it wasn't being respected for what it was, and B, no one had done anything to heal what had taken place there and to honor what had taken place there. So the ancestors and the energy of the earth made sure that nobody could live there. They didn't. And I, myself, the only house I ever bought, I had to move out of. The woman that I bought it from had become mentally ill after living there, which I didn't at that time equate to the house itself. But there were underground springs in both directions under the house, which creates an energetic field that is very difficult to live in and should not be lived in, basically. And it was the oldest house in the community at the time, and I wasn't quite as aware and as far along in my path when I bought it, but as I was having my own problems and my neighbors were having their problems, I asked what was going on. And they said, this neighborhood should not be here. It just should not be here. And I called in a spiritual person, and I called in a more conventional person. And they both said, there is no remedy for this. There is no remedy. You know, the house shouldn't be here. And I actually, kind of sharing some personal stuff, I actually let it go to foreclosure because I could not in all consciousness sell that house. I couldn't turn it over to somebody else. And I knew that if I shared what I knew, the people that were interested were not going to take it in. They weren't going to understand what it was going to mean. So I released my obligation of trying to pass it on. I couldn't help what happened after I let it go. But I could not, in all good conscience, sell that house to anybody else. And that was the way I chose to handle it. But that's neither here nor there. So I want to talk about the spirit in everything and the fact that what does Mother Earth play in our food? You know, not only the shopping that I talked about before, but when we are sitting down to eat. You know, do we only say grace when we have company? Or do we say grace when we're home alone? Do we remember to be grateful for the food that we're eating and to realize that there are people on this planet who aren't going to have that meal today? And so do we understand what the food is doing for us? Do we understand that the food that we are ingesting, that is a gift from Mother Nature, is strengthening our immune system and keeping our blood clean and giving us energy and keeping our skin clear and, you know, all the other things that it takes for this magnificent, amazing body to be able to function in good health? And so when I sit down to eat, and again, I can't say I do it 100%, but I try to remember, and I will say, you know, thank you for everything that it took from the conception of this food to this plate. Because do you think about how many steps it takes for that to happen, especially now that we're such a global society? I mean, we're eating food from all over the world. And are we appreciating what it takes for that to happen? And what it would be like if we didn't have that opportunity? What would we be eating in the winter if we only had four things to choose from or whatever? So it's just being aware, being really aware of who Mother Earth is and who we are and everything in between. And how can we appreciate that and show gratitude for that and show responsibility and care every single day? And if we forget, that's okay. I mean, the world is a busy place, but we can remind ourselves and come back to it. And so I want to end this part with, again, saying that May Day is coming, and that is a time of fertilization and a time of recognizing that new things will come about, and that can be something new in your thinking, new in your actions, new in your goals that you're setting for the future. For any of you who are gardeners, I know there are people here that like to grow some of their own food and really are gardeners. Well, when you're nurturing your garden now, this season, when you put your hands in that dirt, think about what you're connecting with and feel the energy from it. Can we take a few minutes to do a journey, or have I used up too much time?
Anybody rush?
Okay. What I'd like to do then is just take you on a very short journey, 5 or 10 minutes, and let you get a personal message. This can be from a nature spirit or from Mother Earth directly, from the crystal deep within Mother Earth, whatever may show up for you. But just take a nice... Oops. Am I okay? Apparently my body didn't want this piece of technology anymore. There you go. Thanks. Okay, just take a nice deep breath. And as you breathe in, see yourself breathing in beautiful, pure, pure divine air. And as you exhale, release anything that is old, that needs to leave, that needs to be replaced, old cells that need to leave and be replaced by new ones. And as you breathe, see a gate come up in front of you. As you step through the gate, you are on a dirt path in a beautiful forest. Take your shoes off and feel the dirt under your feet. It may feel cool and refreshing. Feel it work its way between your toes. And as you walk down the path, excuse me, as you walk down the path, You may pick up the fragrance of some wildflowers that are growing there. There may be a slight breeze that helps the leaves on the trees rustle. You may hear animals scurrying about, birds singing. Really embrace the location that you're in. And as you continue down the path, you see that there is someone walking towards you. This is a spirit that has come to you today to give you a direct message from Mother Earth. Recognize who this is. You may ask any questions that you would like. And I'm going to remain quiet for just a few minutes, knowing that you can always return and extend your time if you would like. But for now, just take a couple of minutes to commune with this beautiful spirit and receive your message. I know this time has been brief, but again, know that if this is a spirit you choose to speak further with, you can always return and continue your conversation. For the moment, thank your spirit for coming forward. And return down the path back to the gate. As you step through the gate, again become aware of your physical being here in this room at Spiritual Light Center. And as you become grounded and back into your knowing of body, mind, and spirit, hear this prayer. Our Mother, the Earth, blessed is your name. Blessed are your fields and forests, your rocks and mountains, your grasses and trees and flowers, and every green and growing thing. Blessed are your streams and lakes and rivers, the oceans where our life began, and all your waters that sustain our bodies and refresh our souls. Blessed is the air we breathe, your atmosphere that surrounds us and binds us to every living thing. Blessed are all creatures who walk along your surface or swim in your waters or fly through your air, for they are all our relatives. Blessed are all people who share this planet, for we are all one family, and the same spirit moves through us all. Blessed is the sun, our day star, bringer of morning and the heat of summer, giver of light and life. Blessed is the moon, our night lamp, ruler of the tides, protector of all women and guardian of our dreams. Blessed are the stars and planets, the timekeepers, who fill our nights with beauty and our hearts with awe. O great spirit, whose voice we hear in the wind and whose face we see in the morning sun, blessed is your name. Help us to remember that you are everywhere and teach us the way of peace. And blessed are all of you. Namaste.